We are up to Simon Reis Tzadik Dalid, and we'll be doing the whole Simon, but first a little piece of Ramah that was left out yesterday. V'noagim lomer v'hu rachum u'barchu ba'arichus noam, k'dei lahosif michol ala kodesh. The minig is to say v'hu rachum as well as barchu, slowly and with a nigin, in order to be mosif minachol ala kodesh. This is not the tam brought down in the Shulchan Aruch from the Rishonim, is not in order to keep the Rishonim from going back to Gehenim so quickly, but simply to leave Shabbos more slowly. So Reish Tzadik Dalet now Sif Aleph. Omrim Havdola Bechonin Hadas. We say Atachonon Tanu in the Bracha of Atachonin. Why do we say it there? Lamaisa, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says even if you made Havdola before Mariv, you should still say Atachonon Tanu there. Why there? Because it's also to be Mavakish Tzrochim on Shabbos. So since Atachonin is the first bracha of Bakashas Tzrochim, we say Atachonon Tanu to make it whole. So from there on, we are allowed to add our Bakashas. We're allowed to say Bakashas, all the brachas. The minig is to start Atachonon Tanu, to start Atachonin, then say Atachonon Tanu right away, before Chonenu, before the Bakasha, because you're supposed to say the Bakasha only after Atachonon Tanu. The other reason brought down is Imein Das Havdol Minayin, that you need Das in order to be Mavdil, so we say it in the Bracha of Das. What happens if you left out Atachonin, you just said Atachonon Tanu and then ended with Chonen Hadas, the Halach is your Yotze. Now, what happens if someone forgot to daven Mariv, and he's got to daven two Shachrises? Does he say Atachonon Tanu on Sunday morning when he's doing his Tashlumin from Mariv? So there's a machlokas, the Radvaz, and the Magen Avraham. The Bir Halacha has an interesting hachra. He says, if on Matzoi Shabbos you may have Dola al HaKos, you just forgot to daven Mariv, then Sunday morning when you daven, don't say Atachonon Tanu. Whereas, if you didn't get to say Havdola on Matzoi Shabbos either, then you should say Atachonon Tanu in your Tashlumin, and then make Havdola afterwards. If somebody forgot to say Atachonon Tanu, he's not allowed to do Malacha until he says Baruch HaMavdil, even though he davened Mariv. Mariv is not what permits him to do Malacha. Saying HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol is what permits him, or Atachonon Tanu. Says the Mechaber, Vim Tov Elo Hivdil, someone made a mistake and didn't say Abdullah. Mashlim Tfiloso, he has to daven, he finishes his davening. Ve'ena Chozer, and you don't go back. But Neshitzarach L'Havdil Alakos, Chazal were not mechayiv you to go back and say Shmona Esrei if you left that Atachonon Tanu, or if you forgot Atachonon Tanu, you don't have to go back to Atachonin even in the middle of Shmona Esrei because you're going to say Havdalah Alakos. Tim Toam Kodim Shehidal Alakos Tzarich Lasor Lavdal B'Tfila. What happens if he ate before Havdalah? Chazal gave him a knas, and there if he both forgot that Atachonon Tanu as well as ate before Havdalah, he is mechuyev to say Atachonon Tanu, to daven Shmona Esrei over again and say Atachonon Tanu. Now what happens if he didn't ask a shaila, he forgot Atachonon Tanu, he ate before Havdalah, and then he made Havdalah? Should he now go back and say Shmona Esrei? What'll be the halacha there? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Prima Gadim says it could be that you can be mekel and not have to daven over again. But the Derech Chaim says that he does have to daven over again. It sounds like that's the achra of the Mishnah Berurah, but the poskim, many poskim are mekel. Now, what happens if someone wasn't toeing before Abdullah, but he did malacha before Abdullah? The Mishnah Berurah comes out lahalacha that he does not go and daven over again. Now this halacha applies not only on Matzoi Shabbos of a weekday, also on Matzoi Shabbos that's on Yontif. Matzoi Shabbos Yontif in Shmona Esrei is supposed to say Vatodienu. If you left it out, you don't daven over again. But if you ended up eating before Kiddush and Havdalah, then you're going to have to go and say the Shmona Esrei over again with Vatodienu. Now also, what happens if you're in the middle of davening and you realize that you didn't say Atachonon Tanu? So we say that you don't go back. You're somach on Havdalah. Similarly, if you're up to the brach of Shomei Tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you should not say Atachonon Tanu in Shomei Tefillah. Even though Shomei Tefillah is a bracha where you can include everything, Atochen Antonu doesn't belong there. However, what happens if someone knows that he's not going to be able to make Havdalah on that night or Sunday morning? He knows that he's not going to have a kos. So the halacha is that he's supposed to, what he's supposed to do, if he remembers that he didn't say Atochen Antonu, he should say it in Shomei HaTfilah. If he remembered he didn't say it in Shomei HaTfilah and he didn't finish his Shmona Esrei yet, he should go back and say, he should go back to Atochen Antonu and start from there, from Atochon and say Atochen Antonu from there. So let's see the Mechaber and Siv Beis. Tov lo hivdu betfilah ve'ein lo kos balayla. V'sover shaf lo mocher lo yilo tzarech lachzor lispalo. If someone left that Atochen Antonu and he does not think he's going to be able to make Havdalah on Sunday, then he has to daven over again. So it's in this case that we say that if he remembers before the end of Shmona Esrei, if it's before Shomei HaTfilah, he says it in Shomei HaTfilah. If not, he goes back to Atachonim. What happens if he knows that he'll be able to make Havdalah on Sunday night or Monday? So there the halacha is he would still have to daven over again if he forgot Atochen Antonu. Even though you can make Havdalah through Tuesday, you cannot go ahead and not daven over again al smach that you can make Havdalah a day later. Siv Gimel. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yis Be'echad B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av, that's on Sunday. So we make Havdalah Matzoi Tisha B'Av. Tov Lo Hivdil B'Tfilah. What happens if you made a mistake on Matzoi Shabbos of Tisha B'Av and you didn't say Atochen Antonu? Ein Tzorech Lachzor L'Spal Kim Shemavdil Akos Matzoi Tisha B'Av. Since you know that you're going to make Havdalah Matzoi Tisha B'Av, that's good enough. So why is it that on a normal Matzoi Shabbos, if I know that I'll be able to make Havdalah on Sunday night, that we don't rely on that? That's because over here, this is the earliest time you can make Havdalah. So it's as if you're making Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos. Not so on a normal Matzoi Shabbos. Dalid, b'makom she'omru she'ena chozol ispal miyad k'shisayim ha'brachein lo lachzer. You just said the bracha, baruch atah Hashem chonen ados, don't come back. Even though you didn't start the next bracha. Finally, what happens if someone wants to be machmer and go back? In the middle of Shmona Esrei, you don't have the right to go back to Atachonin because that's a bracha of Atola. Whereas, you do have the right, if you finish davening, to daven a tfilis nedava, and this time you'll include Atochen Antonu. Mishtabura brings down, though, that we don't daven tefillas nedavas because we're not so zorev zoriz to say that we're going to have kavana when you daven, and you don't do with tefillas nedava without the proper kavana.